tell us about what you're actually dealing with, sort of generally.
Well, I played rugby at school level and youth level. I loved the game, but I was never what you call a superstar sort of thing. But the latter part of my years when we played rugby was Bullivard High School. So, as you can imagine, I'm a staunch LFC fan. Yeah, where was we? Oh, yeah, my granddad first took me to Bullivard when I was four. And the thing I remember about that, when we got home, my mum was asking, oh, how did he like it? How did he get on? Was he okay? This, that and the other. He said he wasn't even interested in the game. All he wanted to do was pick matchsticks up. I say I was 4 years of age, but I've been supporting LFC ever since. Yeah. You know, I've seen the greats and I've seen the not so greats through all their different trials and tribulations. But my hero then was, and still is, the legend, Johnny Whiteley. Story about him. My late wife had a caricature done for me for a Christmas present. And you can imagine the secrecy that went into keeping that from me. I'm getting ready to go out because we always went out for a drink Christmas lunchtime. And I'm saying to her, come on, come on. She said, oh, just wait, just wait. I said, what are you waiting for? She said, oh, somebody might come, somebody. I said, nobody will be coming this morning. I said, come on, let's go. So I'm getting agitated because I wanted to go. Anyway, there's a knock on the door. I opened the door. I know she'd be stood there, but Johnny Whiteley. Hello, John, I says. I didn't expect to see you this morning. So I said, no, I said, but I've got your present. And he brought this for me. So you can imagine how amazed I was that Christmas day, you know. But that's just the measure of the man. He's a legend, isn't he, a gentleman? And another story going back a long, long time to the 1958, what they called the Alpack. Because then it was a different game. There was no six tackles or anything like that, but there was formidable, that pack. And that particular year, 58, Hull finished fourth. And Oldham, they finished top. So it meant Hull going to Oldham in the top four playoffs, as they called it in them days. And I remember my father taking me on the bus. It seemed to take forever, no motorways. As we was going into Oldham's ground, this guy said to us, oh, he says, you've come a long way tonight for now. So I said, oh, well, I said, you beat us easy last week, but I said, we was only kidding you. I said, we'll win tonight. Anyway, they did. Hull won. The thing I remember about that game was Hull's hooker Tommy Harris poleaxed one of Oldham's forwards. Totally poleaxed him. He went out like a light. He never even waited for the referee to send him off. He just marched off the field. And funny enough, as we're going out the ground, this guy spotted us again. And he come over and he shook our hands and he said, yo, you was right, weren't you? He said, you knew they was going to win. I said, yeah, I knew they was going to win. He said, oh, well, best of luck in the final. And that was a...
What was it like trying to get to the games before the
M62? Oh, yeah, it was, you know, you had to set off early. Practically an all-day job in them days, but like the Yorkshire teams then, because it was all one league then. Your Leeds, Wakefield, Batley, Bramley, Dewsbury, Doncaster. They was all in one area. Same as the Lancashire teams. Lee, Wigan, St Helens, Warrington, all them are in a little area as well. I mean, obviously it's a lot easier now, but in them days it was an all-day job. Especially if you didn't have a car and you went on the coaches, like. There's only one ground I've not been on, and that's Workington's ground in Cumbria. I've never been there.
You've been going to rugby since you were four?
Yeah.
How did you actually get into playing rugby? What was it?
Oh, that was through school. When we first went to Bullivard, they ask if anybody's interested in playing for the teams. If you was any good, you got picked for playing for school. And then when I was about 13, I joined Constable Youth Club side, played for them, but say it was all school and amateur. Played for Telephones a couple of times, you know, when I got older, like. But I dislocated my shoulder and that put me right off. I didn't play anymore after that. That was it.
Tell us about rugby compared to, say, football, in school football in that area. Because I know when I...
Well, the teams when I was at school, I mean, one of the best sides from West Hull was Bullivard. East Hull was Craven. And we also had another good side, Ainthorpe. There was all good teams. You know, there was always a battle royal with them. The football, I don't really know, because I've never really been one to say I was interested in football. I like to know if Hull City's done well on such and such as that, but I've never been actually one for going to watch or even play football.
I mean, I know Phil was saying that the first school he went to, he was going to teach football, and they went, no football here.
No chance. Yeah, well, that was Bullivard. No football teams, just totally rugby. Yeah.
So how many kind of sides would... How many teams do you reckon there were when you were...
When I was at school, we had two. We had the, like, senior boys and the first year boys, you know, from 11. You went to the high school when you was 11, if you didn't pass your 11 plus, wasn't it? Yeah. You'd be from, like, 11 to 13, you'd be in that team, and then 13 to... Your later years, 15, in like the senior team.
And were there lots of other teams around the city that you played?
The nearest one was Westock Avenue. They had a rugby team. Westock Avenue, Ainthorpe, Askew. They had a rugby team. And then there was, like I say, the East Hull teams. Marvel, Craven. Oh, Mallet Lambert. They had a good side, yeah. Yeah.
Now, there was a thing where the rugby teams would have cheap tickets that they'd give to the schools.
Yeah.
Who would then sell them to the, you know, they'd sell them to the kids in the school.
Yeah.
And get a little bit of money for the school for rugby and stuff like that.
Yeah. The teacher who taught us, you know, like the trainer, he used to say to us, because 9 times out of 10 we'd play on a Saturday morning, if Hull FC was at home on the Saturday afternoon, he used to say, if you win today, you've all got a pass to go in to watch Hull, you know, free. Or, I mean, it was, what was it then, in them days, for a boy to get in about sixpence. If you didn't have a pass, he'd give everybody sixpence. So, it was an incentive to win, shall we say. Yeah.
And you played till you left school. So how did you carry on after?
Yeah, like I say, I played for Constable Youth Club. Like I say, a little bit for telephones, but when I was playing for telephones, I dislocated my shoulder, so that was it. I packed it in because I thought, well, I was apprentice painter and decorator, and I thought, well, if this is going to spoil me, you know, I don't really want to spoil my career as a decorator, so I stopped playing. But I've still, you know, still been interested in amateur. So now, one of my grandsons plays for Sirius. But he also plays for Wyke, and he's very good. He's very good.
So are there any amateur teams that you've had kind of involvement with as a fan or as somebody that knows them?
Yeah, mostly Wyke, yeah. Mostly Wyke, yeah. You know, we try and raise funds for them, and hopefully we're in the process. We've got planning permission, but it's just getting the money now to have a new clubhouse built. So, you know, we're trying as much as we can to get that sorted. So.
And as a fan, is there a period of watching FC where you just thought it was the golden age? Or?
Oh, absolutely. The late 50s and the early 60s. I mean, I just used to eat, sleep and breathe all FC. My father was a FC fan. My grandfather was an FC fan and, you know, especially all coming off Hesel Road. But my mum, if she'd asked me to do something and I didn't, she knew how to really hurt me. She didn't have to hit me, shout at me, nothing. If I was getting ready to go to a game and I hadn't done exactly what she'd wanted, she'd say, where do you think you're going? I said, oh, it's playing at home. She said, you're not going. You should have done this errand. You should have done that errand. And that was me hurt for the week. You know, it's worse than saying like they are today, oh, you're grounded. It was worse than that to me. If I couldn't go to watch Hull, I always made sure that was a good lad, especially on a Saturday morning.
Later when you got married, was there any hassle about going off to rugby on a Saturday?
A very odd time, but not Not very often. My late wife knew it was my big hobby. I didn't have any other hobbies. Rugby was my god. You know, that was it.
Now down at I know down at Boulevard there did used to be like a social club.
Oh yes. Yeah.
Did you ever?
Oh, I've had a few parts in there now and again, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there for a couple of times.
Yeah.
A nice feel about it. I mean, what there's watching a team or there's watching sport and there's being part of a club, you know, part of a group of people that are all supporting a club. How's that actually feel being part of that?
Rugby league has always been a family orientated game. You do go into the club for a drink after the game, talk to the players. When I was young in them days, there wasn't full professionals like they are today. There was all part-time. They got winning money and losing money and had a drink after the game with them and a chat and how did it go, whoever you was talking to and this, that and the other. And you was all part of a big family.
Has that changed anyway since the move to the, well, since the Super League started? And
I enjoyed it better before it was Super League because each team seemed to have its own character. You'd think, oh, St. Helens are coming. Oh, Alex Murphy will be playing today, you know, and like Wigan, oh, Boston, and each team had their own sort of like character that you knew. I mean, okay, they've speeded the game up, they brought the six-tackler home in and speeded the game up, and they're all full-time professional super athletes nowadays. Well, they have to be, don't they? But I think they've taken a bit of character out of the game. But that's it, it's progress. One of my grandson plays now and, you know, I'd love to see him be pulling the black and white shirt on one day. Yeah. Although he supports Rovers.